Alright guys, I'm going off of the dome right here. I have no script right now. It's 11 p.m. Let's do this. I know it's a little late, but LeBron James to the Lakers. Let's get it. I'm so excited for this season. Just because he's going to be an actual, like, the actual captain, you know? When he was with J.R. Smith, a bunch of them heads were about his age, you know? But here, I know there's still old heads like, what was his name? Not Brandon Ingram, the other one, Andre Ingram. But, you know, mostly they're youngins, and the chemistry they have is going to be on top. And then he signed for 4 years right after his contract ends. He's out with his son, I believe, with Bronny. He may join the Lakers. He may not get drafted at all, you know. Not everything goes as expected, but hopefully, you know, we're praying for the best for Bronny. How far do I think the Lakers are going to get this season? At least playoffs? I don't think they'll make it past the first round, because if they do make playoffs, they're going to make it low seed, which means they're going to have to go up against a high seed. But then again, the Cavs in the East were a low seed, and look at it. They made it to the finals. So we'll see. LeBron always has his ways. I can tell you one thing for sure. The Cavs, 2018 without LeBron, and then the Lakers, obviously, without LeBron, the Lakers are better. I 100% believe that. So now with the Lakers, not only adding LeBron, but they got McGee, they got Rondo, they might add Kawhi. I don't know what's up with that yet. I'll probably make another podcast on that, updating you guys. But it's an overall better team. I don't know who the Cavs got right now, but I'm pretty sure it's just kind of over with. So with that team, obviously you're making playoffs, maybe second round, but I know 100% first round. That's all I got for today, guys. It's a little unprepared. I just want to get used to it again. I was doing a couple podcasts. But thank you guys for listening. I will see you guys tomorrow. Peace out.